Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA is claiming that there was not sufficient price data reflecting prices received by producers early this year that would indicate at least a 5% price decline, which was the trigger that was necessary for any commodity to be eligible. National Cotton Council and other groups pointed out that there was, in fact, data on export values or prices that showed a greater than 5% decline and should have been considered as part of USDA's decision-making process. Very disappointing that the department has not agreed to accept that data. There are efforts underway both within the industry and working with our friends in Congress to try to impress upon USDA the need to reconsider this decision and look for ways to try to provide some assistance to our EOS producers that still had 2019 crop left to market. And so those efforts are ongoing, and we'll continue to work with our allies in Congress that are also having those discussions with USDA leadership.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The deadline for applying for the program has been extended until September the 11th. As of last Monday, USDA was reporting that about $7 billion had been paid out under CFAP. That's out of a total of $16 billion that was allocated for the program. Our expectations are at this time that the total amount of funding that's paid out will be much less than $16 billion. Therefore, there will be substantial resources left over that can hopefully be rolled forward into what we understand USDA is developing, the CFAP 2.0 or version 2, that would be available for 2020 crops, again, if they have shown a price decline for some time frame during the 2020 crop year. We don't know a lot of details yet on what this CFAP 2 will look like, although based on comments the Secretary has made in the press, it seems like more details should be coming later this month or early September. And keep in mind that USDA does now have access to the $14 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding that Congress provided earlier this year, along with, as we mentioned, any leftover CFAP 1 funding that could be rolled forward as well.